This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Okay, the message for this month, well, for this session, is a message that was first published back in February of the year 2011. And it's being put on audio in the month of November of 2024. And the subject scripture for this message is found in Ezekiel chapter number 3 and verse number 17. And if you have the scripture available, you'll find these words recorded. It says, this is God speaking. He says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me." The title for this message is "The Watchman is Asleep." This is part two of a three-part message. Now, when I left off last month, I said that a lot of preachers in the black community are passing themselves off as men of God. Yet the subject scripture is talking about God having made or anointed His man to be a watchman, which brings into play something that is really lacking in our community, and that is men of God that know their calling and will go by the word of God and do what God tells them to do, irrespective of what other people, including other Christians, may think. Most Christians today tend to think or look unfavorably on ministers such as myself and others that dare to point out the absolute stupidity and ignorance that passes for the Word of God, because it somehow in their minds is bringing confusion in the church, and therefore it needs to be ignored. Yet, it is what God says that matters, and not what people think. That is one of our major problems in the black community, and in the church in general. Anything that challenges the conventional wisdom or teaching in the church is to be rejected. The watchman has a different mindset. It is found in the subject scripture where God is telling the watchman what is what. Now get this. The watchman has a mandate from God to warn the people with the warning of what is at stake, both for the people and for the watchman. Essentially, the watchman has to cover his own rear end, so to speak. If he doesn't follow God's direction, he is going to suffer God's punishment, and that is a whole lot worse than anything man can do to him. In another passage of scripture in the same book, chapter number 33, God outlines something very interesting. In Ezekiel chapter 33, starting at verse number 2, God is speaking, starting at verse number 2, it says, "Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land," notice he says, "when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land and blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul." Good. But now get this last part here. Verse number 6. "But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity," but get this part, "but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand." If you will take notice to the first part of verse number 2, we see that the people are the ones that choose a watchman to look out for their safety. What this means, of course, is the watchman is one that the people recognize as God's anointed. Here lies the first problem. The people have to be able to know God's anointed. As I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of preachers passing themselves off as men of God. They have the degrees, they have the popularity, they have the influence, they have everything that would make people say, "Surely, this man is God's anointed." And as such, they set him up as their watchman. Problem is, of course, it is not who man says is God's anointed, but who God says is his anointed. The people have to be able to recognize who is anointed of God and who isn't. You see, anybody, even an atheist, can go to college, get a degree in some form of religious studies, and be able to become a preacher or pastor in our carnal or worldly way of thinking. We put such high value in a little piece of paper that anyone without it is not to be listened to. God, on the other hand, uses the total opposite of that. He looks at the heart of a man and empowers him based on how he measures up to his, God's, standards, papers or not. That means papers are good, but without the anointing of God, you essentially have nothing. Anyway, if you will take a gander at the part of verse number 2, which I had underlined if you were reading it, but I gave you a special emphasis on it, which is where you will see that God is saying, when I bring the sword upon the land. It's showing that He, God, is doing it. What this tells me and should be telling you is, since God is in control over everything and nothing bad can happen to any of us if God doesn't allow it, then the logical question should be, why is God allowing this to happen? Or, as stated in this verse, why is God doing this? However, if you will notice, no one is really asking that question. What you may hear is something that goes along the lines of questioning, why is this happening? Or why did this happen? Notice, no mention of God. Therefore, the answer from these so-called preachers is something that excludes God. They put the blame on others and therefore direct the people to battle them, completely ignoring that God is the one that is doing it. And God is doing it because the people are sinning against Him. Do you see what is happening here? Rather than correcting their sinful ways, the people are focusing their attacks on others, whom, by the way, may be the ones God is using to bring His wrath or message to the people. Therefore, attacking them is the same thing as attacking God, and that just multiplies the problem. With all the problems the black community has today, talking about crime, poverty, illiteracy, high immorality, rates of infants, high mortality rates of infants, suffering from diseases and the like, there is no way you can blame anyone but yourselves. Man, in all his wisdom, couldn't come up with that type of attack on anyone. It has to be something bigger. However, these preachers either don't or can't see it. That is why their solutions to the problems center around something man can do. Notice, they are completely ignoring the God that they claim to serve. That, my friends, is our major problem. If we ignore God, then that means we are in effect sinning against Him, because what does the first commandment say? Exodus chapter 20, verse number 3 says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." When you choose to follow after or listen to anyone else other than God, you are putting them ahead of Him, thus making them your God, small g. Moving down to verse number 3, God says of the watchman, "If when he seeth the sword come upon the land," notice the first word, if. This means there is a possibility about something. What is the something? It is when he sees the danger and sounds the alarm and warns the people. Obviously, he has to be able to see the danger and warn the people to take the appropriate actions, just like Joshua did when Israel got defeated by a smaller army. Seeing the danger is key. In order to see something, you have to have your eyes open. In the natural, we are talking about your natural eyes. Joshua saw the defeat of the army of God and knew something was wrong, but didn't know what. After seeking God, God opened his spiritual eyes as to the cause of Israel's defeat. It was a spiritual situation that caused a physical defeat. Just like today, our problems, every single one of them, have at their core some spiritual cause. And unless we straighten that out, then try as we might, the problem will remain and continue to get worse. One of my favorite scriptures says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We see that if again. It means that in order to receive what we need, we have to do what God says we need to do. Well, the watchman has to tell the people what they need to do to protect themselves from God's wrath or the sword, which boils down to one thing, and that is repentance. Go into a lot of churches today, talk to a lot of preachers today about the problems this nation and the black community especially are facing, and I will guarantee you that you will not hear anything about repentance. Or if you do, it will be along the lines that someone else needs to repent and not us. It is always someone else that is the problem. As I was writing this, the news is about a Democratic congresswoman who was shot in the head by a man that killed 6 people, including a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl, and wounded 14. This is a tragedy. But listen to all the talk shows and the news media, and what you will hear is right-wing Republicans and their extremist agenda helped bring this on. And most black preachers are spouting the same thing. None of them see or recognize the sword of God that has come in the land. As a result, the people are not being warned to repent and therefore are doomed to continue in the misery that is plaguing them, and it will continue to get worse. Every time God was displeased with something man was doing, he sent a warning first before he lowered the boom on the person or the people, and that warning came by way of his anointed watchman. In the case of Joshua, the people did what he told God told Joshua to tell them to do, and they got the victory over their enemy because they were obedient to God's word. That's the way that it is supposed to work. Well, that is all for this part of our message. And like I say, I'm going to wait until we get through with part 3 to give you a total summation. But you can basically understand where this message is going. It's something that everyone needs to hear. But everyone is not hearing it because we don't have men with enough courage to preach it, either because they themselves either don't know it, they haven't heard from God, they can't see it because they don't have any anointing, or God has told them to say it and they won't say it because they're worried about their reputations. And what they need to be worried about is what God says happens to the watchman if he doesn't deliver his message to the people. So in closing, until we get together for the message, part 3, it's Evangelist George McTyre saying to you and yours, may God bless you and your families real good. Good day.